This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, as we move closer to the month of Ramadan, we also find together with the ibadat of Ramadan, there are certain things that increase in the month of Ramadan. One of them is that we find people giving their zakat, which is compulsory, and also giving much of their charity in the month of Ramadan. Now technically and from the fiqh point of view, there is no compulsion that one must only give zakat in Ramadan. Whenever zakat becomes farz upon you, then you have to give zakat at that time. So if zakat becomes farz upon you in Muharram, you have to give zakat in Muharram. However, there is some form of justification and there is some form of benefit in giving our charity and zakat in Ramadan. One of them being that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whoever fulfills one farz in Ramadan, Allah multiplies it seven. Allah Ta'ala, whoever does a nafil act in Ramadan, Allah gives him the reward of a farz act. And whoever does one farz act in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it 70 times. And there's a famous hadith that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's generosity in the month of Ramadan was like a strong wind. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki sakhawat Ramadan mein tez hawa ki tarah. It used to be like a strong wind. Allah knows what type of generosity there must have been. That it is related, it was like a strong wind. So therefore, during the month of Ramadan, people normally give this, and therefore we felt it will be appropriate for us to speak about this. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has emphasized the aspect of giving zakat, which is compulsory. We are not doing anyone a favor if we give our zakat. Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. How many times we have found this ayat and we read this ayat in the Holy Quran? Establish salat and give zakat. Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. Some ulama have said some 70 times these two things appear together in the Holy Quran. Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. In the Holy Quran we also find that Allah Ta'ala has used the word zakat in various manners and methodology. For example, innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawm al-akhir وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة. مسجد کو آباد وہی کرے گا جس کے پاس ایمان ہو صلاة اور زکاة. The people who will frequent the masjid will be those who believe in Allah, believe in the day of Qiyamah, perform salat and give zakat. They will be the ones who frequent the masjid. See how beautifully Allah has made mention of the aspect of zakat. In another place, in the 9th surah, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَعَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy covers everything, but specifically for those who have taqwa, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, and who give zakat. Specifically, Allah's rahmat is for those who have taqwa and those who give zakat. Allah in the 17th surah says that one of the benefits of khilafat, the person who is a Muslim ruler, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُ, and one of the aspects that a Muslim ruler will do, establish salat and establish zakat. In a hadith, Hazrat Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِنَّ تَمَامَ إِسْلَامِكُمْ أَن تُعَدُّ زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. That the fulfillment and the perfection of your Islam is to give zakat. Zakat na dene se jo hai na wo iman aur Islam hamara mukammal nahi hai. Jab tak hum zakat na dein. Zakat dene ke baad hi hamara Islam mukammal hota hai. So this is something that by and large today we don't pay much attention towards. And there are many benefits with regard to zakat. One of the benefits is, you see, zakat means purification. The literal word of zakat, the root word means purification. Zakat ka asal mana ye hai ke taharat. Aur kya matlab taharat ka? Our ulama have said two aspects of taharat. Zakat purifies us in two ways. One is, Allah Ta'ala has kept in wealth both positive and negative. Maal ke andar manfi atharat aur musbat atharat hai. Zakat dene ke wajah se, maal ke manfi atharat, jo hai na, wo zakat mita deta hai apne aadmi ke andar. Jo manfi atharat maal ke, wo zakat mita deta hai. That through the means we have wealth which has positive and negative aspects. It's a dual nature. So Allah Ta'ala has warned us with regard to the negative aspects of wealth, that wealth leads you towards great amount of evil. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلُّ خَطِيعَةٍ. The love of material things is a root cause of all evil. But yet Allah Ta'ala has also said, أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَةً. Allah has made wealth the basis of your existence in this world. مال کے بغیر آدمی کا جینا مشکل ہے. Without our wealth, we won't be able to exist. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Oh Allah, give us good in this world. Give us good in the year after. Allah Ta'ala refers to wealth in the Holy Quran, in Surah Jumu'ah, as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refers to it as Allah's grace, as khair. Allah referred to it as khair. Now, there is good and bad. By giving zakat, we remove the negative aspects of wealth. So we purify ourselves from the negative aspects of wealth, and inshallah, by giving zakat, we will use our wealth in the positive aspects. So that is why zakat is known as purification. The other reason why it is known as purification is that it purifies the remainder of our wealth. It purifies the remainder of our wealth. Bhai, jahan jagah mile wahi par baith jao. Aage aane ki koi zarurat nahi. Wherever you find wealth, just sit down there, brothers. It purifies the remainder of our wealth for us to utilize. Therefore it comes in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَفْرِضِ الزَّكَاةِ إِلَّا لِيُتَيِّبَ مَا بَقِيَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Allah has not made zakat compulsory, except that it purifies the remainder of your wealth for you to use. Now this is such a, you know, just think about this, brothers. A person spends so much effort to earn halal risk, but he doesn't give zakat on it. By not giving zakat, it taints his entire wealth. Man kasaba tayyiban khabbathahu man uzzakat. Whoever earns halal, he doesn't give zakat, then not giving zakat taints his entire wealth. But by giving zakat, at least your wealth becomes purified. It makes it permissible for you to utilize the remainder of your wealth. So that is why zakat is known in a very specific way as a purification. It purifies from the negative aspects of wealth, and it purifies the remainder of our wealth, making it permissible for us to use. Another aspect with regard to wealth, zakat, is we must give zakat willingly. Zakat we must not give as a burden. A lot of times people look upon it as a burden. You know, the way we give tax. Tax to koi joana, no one gives willingly. Huh? No one gives willingly. You look at the e-tolls. No one gives willingly with regard to the e-tolls. In a similar manner, we must never ever regard zakat as a burden. Nabi Karim SAW narrated 15 signs of Qiyamah. And one of the signs of Qiyamah was zakat to maghrama. That people will regard zakat as a tax. People will regard zakat as a burden. By dil kol kar zakat do. Give it willingly. Don't ever give it as a burden. And whoever gives it as a burden, he becomes part of it being a sign of Qiyamah. You see, therefore Nabi Karim SAW had said, when you give zakat, give with iman and ihtisab. Zakat ke andar iman aur ihtisab ke sifat muzmir hai. That when you give zakat, you do it with worship in Allah, believing in Allah. Sawab ki niyat, sawab hasil karne ki niyat se aap juna zakat dete ho. Aur text mein ye nahi hai. Zakat, text to koi iman ke saath nahi deta. Wo beimani ke saath deta. Aur whoever, no one gives zakat with iman, and no one gives text with the intention of gaining reward. He has to do it. But in zakat, there is these two things, iman wa ihtisab. So therefore, to give zakat is very important. Then also another important aspect, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has clearly made mention of the masraf of zakat. Who you can give to, who you can't give to, 8 categories you can give zakat. Innama sadaqatu lil fuqara'i wal masakin. In the 10th surah, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of 8 categories you can give zakat to. And Allah has given also, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. Allah has specified the amount that you have to give in zakat. So our ulama have made mention with regard to the amount. And also, where you can and where you can't give. Now this is very important, brothers. Today we find, you see, in zakat, for example, zakat cannot be used for buildings. Zakat cannot be used for hospitals. Zakat cannot be used for roads and bridges. Zakat cannot be used for salary. Zakat cannot be used for building. Zakat can only be used for a poor individual. The poor has been made the cornerstone of zakat. Today, unfortunately, we find many times we must be careful with regard to organizations that sometimes use zakat for infrastructure. Then they come with justification. Now, previously, in other religions, they used to be, the people used to take out from the salary of people, the government used to do so. In France and England, they used to call it the tithe system. They used to take out from the salary of individuals, and then they used to say it is for the sake of the poor and charity. But it used to first go to the church, then to the clergy, and then to the poor. So little used to trickle down to the poor that they had to abolish it. So in 1789, they abolished it in France. In 1936, only they abolished it in the United Kingdom. Now we must not do the same with zakat. Zakat must be solely for the poor. Give it to the individual poor person. And Allah Ta'ala has celebrated the poor in this way. And in our fiqh, in our juristic books, you'll find an amazing principle. I always amazed at this principle. Whenever there is a difference of opinion with regard to whether zakat is applicable or not, our fuqaha used to say, give preference to that view, anfa' lil fuqara. Give preference to that view in which the poor benefit. Subhanallah. So for example, whenever you have a difference of opinion, must I give, mustn't I give? What is the fuqaha's view? Give preference to that view, anfa' lil fuqara, which is beneficial to the poor. So zakat is very important, brothers. And we must give it with the greatest amount of, you know, with the greatest amount of dil kholkar, with enthusiasm. But keep in mind, zakat is the minimum. Zakat is the bare minimum. You can't give less than zakat. And let me also say, whenever you give an organization zakat, you are not doing any favor to that organization. That organization is favoring you by fulfilling what was your responsibility. If they were not there to help you to give out your zakat, you would have had to go and look for the poor. So when you give zakat, don't come and make ihsan upon the organization that you are giving to. They are making an ihsan upon you. So don't come and say, I gave 100,000 zakat to this particular organization. Kya dharma aapne? You have done nothing. He has helped you to fulfill your zakat. So don't ever show people, you know, an indebtedness by you giving your zakat to an organization. They've helped you. But zakat is the very minimum. You can't go below zakat. But the Quran and Hadith tells us that you have to go beyond zakat. You have to go beyond inna fil mali haqqan siwa zakat. Upon your wealth, there are other considerations besides zakat. You can't only say, I gave zakat, bas. Who's going to look after these masajid in the houses of Almighty Allah? You can't do it with zakat. To kahase. How will it run? How will the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala run? How will our aspects with regard to generosity, how will it run? That is why Muhammad ibn Hayyan rahmatullah alayhi says that throughout Islamic history, there has always been great admiration for people of charity, for generosity, and for sadaqah and khairat and for sakhawat. Sakhawat was, and generosity is one of the cornerstones and attributes which bring people closer towards a person and brings people closer towards Allah. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a sakhi person, a generous person, is close to Allah and he is close to people. Where a person who is a miser, he is far from Allah and he is far from people. So be generous. Muhammad ibn Ayyan rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that. And there is remarkable incidents in our history with regard to generosity. In generosity, firstly, Allah Ta'ala rewards us tremendously when we give beyond zakat. Yahya ibn Mu'adh rahmatullahi alayhi says, I never saw any grain or any aspect of grain that can outweigh even a mountain except the grain that is given in charity. The grain that is given in charity, the wealth that is given in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it even more valuable and more rewarding than even a whole mountain. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, that the aspect of charity is such that Allah Ta'ala multiplies it 700 times. That is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَا يَشَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala will multiply it even more than 700 times if Allah Ta'ala wishes. So firstly, you find that through the means of charity, Allah Ta'ala blesses and gives us a reward. Then another aspect with regard to charity is that Allah Ta'ala gives blessedness to the person who gives charity. Allahumma aati munfikan khalafa wa aati mumsikan talafa. Every day, two angels come down and they make dua. Oh Allah, the one who is charitable. Oh Allah, bless him. Give him more. And oh Allah, the one who doesn't give, oh Allah, destroy his wealth. Every day two angels make dua. Oh Allah, the one who gives, give him more. And oh Allah, the one who doesn't give, oh Allah, you destroy his wealth. So this is something that we have to keep in mind that we try and do. Allah Ta'ala, through the means of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. Also another aspect, dono halat mein dena chahe. If a person has wealth, doesn't has wealth, whatever little bit you have to give. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. The muttaqi is those who gives in ease and adversity. But jitne ho, whatever you've got, give little bit by. If you've got less, give less. If you've got more, give more. So whatever you have, whatever little bit you have to give. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that through the means of charity, Allah Ta'ala protects you from the fire of Jahannam. اتَّقِ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if you give one kajur. Even if you give one kajur, then also save yourself, it will save you from Allah's punishment. Ab jo hai kajur dene mein kya itna mushkil hai. But what it wants from Allah, what it wants from people, Allah Ta'ala wants us not to think only of ourselves. Aur bhai sakhawat ka matlab ye nahi hai ki apne upar kharch karo. Generosity is not to spend upon yourself. Generosity is to spend in the path of Almighty Allah. Generosity is to spend on others. Sakhawat ka kya matlab ye nahi hai ki apne upar kharch karo. Ye to koi sakhawat nahi hua. This is not generosity that you spend upon yourself. Generosity you spend upon other people. You spend upon the path of Almighty Allah. And that is why when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave wealth in the battle of Tabuk, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what have you left for your family? He said, I left Allah and His Rasul for my family. Right? Now that means spending wealth in dini causes. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spent in the battle of Tabuk was for dini causes, to help a dini cause. So our masajid, madaris, our good work, that shows from here we have to be very generous in spending. Then spend upon people. Spend and be good upon people. Hazrat Fazail al-Sadaqat, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mu'ana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi gave a very amazing incident. Abdullah bin Ja'far, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu were going for Hajj. And when they went for Hajj, they got lost. And they came, they had no water, no food, and they came to an old woman's house. And she had one small goat, which was very weak. And she said, we are very hungry, we are very thirsty, give us something. That old woman amazingly, you know, she gave them milk from that goat, and then she slaughtered the one goat that she had to feed these visitors. Now these were the grandsons of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they told her that You know, when you come to Medina, come and visit us. So difficulty came upon this woman. So after difficulty came, one day she went to Medina, but she still didn't go to Hazrat Hasan Hussein. One day, while she was working, doing some task, Hazrat Hasan radiallahu ta'ala saw her and said, "You are the woman who helped us when we were going for Hajj. Come home." Showered her with, you know, affection, showed her, gave her 1,000 goats. Now after she slaughtered that one goat, the husband came and started shouting and rebuking her. "We had one goat, that also you gave away." So Hazrat Hasan radiallahu ta'ala said, "Go take 1,000 goats and 1,000 dinars." Gave her 1,000, said, "Now go to my brother Hussein." Went to brother Hussein, also gave 1,000 goats, 1,000 dinar. Went to Abdullah bin Ja'far. Abdullah bin Ja'far gave 2,000 goats and 2,000 dinars. She came back to her husband and said, "Look at what Allah has given us for one small goat that we sacrificed." Brother, this was a generosity of our earlier people. Now also with regard to generosity, also when we talk about these things, there are certain type of etiquettes with which we give. We give etiquettes. One of the etiquettes that Islam has taught us about charity, we give without any strings attached. But we give solely for the sake of Allah. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَيَسِيرًا. Go and feed people out of the love of Almighty Allah. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ. We feed the poor. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want any thanks from them. Many times people say we will give charity, people will come to Islam. Brothers, that might be a supplementary benefit. But when we give, we don't even give for that reason also. Allah will give hidayat, your charity won't give hidayat. Since when do we feel that by giving charity we will? Yes, we need to be charitable. We need to show these people the beauty of Islam in terms of looking after other people. But when we give charity, we give without any strings attached. We give it solely for the sake of Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. O you who believe, don't spoil your charity by taunting the person that you are giving charity to. How many times we give charity to someone and then afterwards we taunt him? To tomorrow zakat khai. You eating my zakat. Who are you to tell me something? No, brothers. You spoil by just taunting and reminding the person about your charity and your generosity. You lost all your sawab. You lost all your reward. What did Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi wrote? Such an amazing thing. He said the reward of charity is not as much that it can wipe away this, that it is good enough to wipe away the sin of taunting another person. Sawab is lot, but it's not so much that it can wipe away the sin of taunting another person after you have given him. And brothers, we've got many, many ways of giving, brothers. There are many methods open for us to give. Allah has given wealth. Brothers, give willingly. Before Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Min qabli ayyatiya bay'ullah." Before a time will come, you won't be able to give zakat. You won't be able to give charity. And to give charity at the time of your death is not as pleasing to Allah when you give when you are healthy and when you're also desiring wealth. So we have to do this, brothers. There are many methods. Firstly, we have to give to our masajid. By the masjid that you come to, I mean, all of these things don't come for free. The water that is there don't come for free. Now if you are using it, but it is just common sense. It is just common, you know, gharat. But you're using public money, I must give something back to it. Otherwise, if you don't give to the masjid that you are attending, that means you are coming to the masjid and you are benefiting from public funds, when you might not be worthy of public funds. So give to the masjid that you attend. Give to poor people, brothers. I mean, while we know that today we like to build beautiful masajid and people give lovely for musallas, etc. But give to human beings also. Uplift human beings. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُّ. Have you seen those who deny religion? They are those who don't encourage the feeding of the poor, who don't worry about the upliftment of the yatim. When are we going to worry about the upliftment of the poor people? I mean, sometimes a human being is more important than a building. So give to those people. There are so many different strategic ways that we can give with regard to our charity. I think time has elapsed. There are so many things that I can still add on with regard to the strategy, but I'm sure we will use our discretion to be able to use our zakat and our charity in such a manner that will bring benefit to us. will bring benefit to the community that we are living in, will bring benefit to humanity, which after all is one of the main reasons that Allah Ta'ala has made charity such a great act, and why so much reward has been promised with regard to charity. May Allah Ta'ala inculcate within us a generous spirit, which Allah Ta'ala wants a mu'min always to have. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.